The John Murray Show on RTE Radio 1 with Kia Credit. Flexible 142 finance solutions from Kia, home of the 7-year warranty.
Yes, on Sunday it will be all green and gold in Croke Park when Donegal meet Kerry for the first time ever in an All-Ireland football final. And here on the John Murray Show, we are calling on our Kerry and Donegal listeners to contact us to take part in our All-Ireland quiz. So, if you are from the Kingdom or the hills of Donegal, get in touch with us please at 51551. Tell us your name and what county you are from, and we'll put two of you in a head-to-head general knowledge quiz at the end of the show. So, for the pride and the passion, and there's a very nice prize too, text us to 51551 to take part in our All-Ireland quiz.
Podcast today's show at rte.ie/John Murray.
The John Murray Show on RTE Radio 1.
Now it's time for our All-Ireland final quiz. We've chosen two listeners to step up and play for their county. And in County Donegal, in Raffo, we have John Maron. John, good morning.
Good morning there. How are you doing?
I'm great. Are you going to the game?
Hopefully, yes.
Does that mean you're looking forward to getting a ticket? Or?
Well, yeah, indeed.
Are you confident you'll get to the game?
I'm confident I'll get to the game, yeah. I haven't missed them so far, so I'm quite confident getting to the game, yeah.
And you were there in 92?
I was there in 92.
And 2012.
Through, yeah.
Right, okay.
And again in 2012.
Right, so, well, we're all looking forward to a very good weekend of football at Croke Park. Hang on a second there now, John, because I want to introduce our second contestant, Mary Lyon in Annascaul in County Kerry. Good morning.
Hello, John. How are you?
I'm very good, Mary. And how are things down in the Kingdom?
Very well. I have to admit, I'm not actually in the Kingdom. Like many good Kerry people, I come to Cork to make my living. So I'm actually phoning you from Cork this morning.
But you're Kerry born and bred.
Oh, I'm Kerry born and bred.
Right,
absolutely.
That's allowed. I think we'll allow that. And are you going to the match on Sunday?
I'm not actually, no. It's my husband's birthday today and we're going away for the weekend. We're going to be watching it in London.
Oh, I see. Oh, that should be interesting. Now,
we rounded up a few Kerry people to join us on the day.
Yes. Oh, very good. Very good.
We'll be cheering on the Kingdom.
And are you confident that they will do it?
We're quietly confident, yes.
Right.
You know, we've had a bit of a drought in Kerry.
Yes.
You know, it's unusual in a couple of years.
Droughts in Kerry are unusual. Well, now we didn't tell you this in advance, but we've a sort of a little bit of a trick with the questions.
Great.
What we're doing is, yes, Mary, you're going to be asked Donegal questions, and John, you're going to be asked Kerry questions.
Oh God!
but they're very straightforward.
It's
they're
always
very
good to be challenged.
Yes, they're very straightforward. Really, you'll have no problem with them. And the first question I'm going to put to you, Mary, if that's okay. And again, a very straightforward question. Donegal have won the All-Ireland senior title on two occasions. One was in 2012. When was the other? Was it A, 1992, B, 1994, or C, 1996?
Well, they tend to win them every 20 years, so I'm going to go with 1992.
Well done, well done. A point on the scoreboard for Mary. And a question for you now, John, can you hear me?
Okay, I can hear you loud and clear.
Great stuff. Now, how many times have Kerry won the All-Ireland Football Championship? Is it A, 32, B, 34, or C, 36 times?
C, 36.
Well done, well done. No messing around here. Now, our second question to you, Mary, it's a sort of geography question. And we want to know, four counties border Donegal. We want you to name two of them.
Okay, Sligo borders Donegal, and Sligo and Derry.
Well done.
Derry a county, yeah.
Yes, Derry is a county indeed. Yes, it's not only a city, but it's a county as well. Well done on that geography question. And we want you to have a listen to this now, John. We want you to tell us, who is this famous literary son of Kerry speaking on The Late Late Show in 1986?
In Kerry and the west of Ireland, you never call a woman a whore. It's never done. You call a man a whore, H-O-O-R.
That's right.
And there are nine choirs of whores.
Nine
choirs of whores.
Choirs of whores, yes.
You have
what does that mean?
Almighty whores, low whores, terrible whores. Contrary whores. And I tell you, somebody watching us with me would say, two cute whores.
John, who is that?
J.B. Keane.
Well done indeed. Now, Mary, to our third question, and it's a sound question as well. Who are these two famous sons of Donegal duetting on Destination Donegal at the Donegal Homecoming in 2012? Have a listen.
I wander round thy barn, shine a small gap on everyone I've called. They're beyond the blue stack mountains in the town of Donegal.
Oh, Donegal, I miss you, and I'll never you for these far off lands against my heart's command.
There you have it now, Mary.
I'm sure John is dying to answer that one. I'm afraid I'm less confident. I'm going to make a guess.
Yes.
I'm going to go Daniel O'Donnell.
Okay.
And Jim McGuinness.
Well done, Mary.
Really?
Yes, well done. Yes, he was obviously. Have you heard them singing before?
I haven't heard Jim McGuinness, but I do remember at the time people saying how Jim is so multi-talented, he can do everything, including sing with Daniel O'Donnell.
He can sing as well. Yeah, well done, well done. That's you're 3 out of 3, Mary, at this stage. Now, we're going
like
over
to... Sunday, John.
Yeah. We're going over to you now, John. This person, the person in question, moved to Killarney with his parents when he was 2 years old, and in 2013 played slave owner Edwin Epps in the 2013 movie 12 Years a Slave. Who is he?
Fassbender.
I think we give him that. Yes, Michael Fassbender. Well done. So it's 3-3. Very interesting indeed. On to question number 4 now. Mary, what Donegal native rides for the Team Sky cycling team?
Team Sky, Donegal native. I'm afraid now, in Kerry, we're more into the football than the cycling.
Yeah, it's a tough one now, I have to say. That's a tough question.
Yeah.
I'll have to get an answer from you.
Yeah, fair enough. I can't even make a guess.
Oh,
yeah.
Right. The name of the man is Philip Dignan.
Right.
Tough. Now, that was a tough...
I'll remember that one.
You will. Now, on to question 4 for you, John. Kerry, okay. Kerry is represented by 6 TDs. Name 3 of them.
Jimmy Dinahan.
Uh-huh.
Spring.
Yes. Which Spring?
And... Healy Ray.
All right. I think that's 3, yeah. We'll give you them without... will you give us the Healy Ray's Christian name?
No, but Arthur Spring is... we're asking his
that's
name.
That's right, Arthur Spring. And I think we'll give it to Healy Ray, because there's a couple of Healy Rays.
There is. There's more than a couple. I think there were 3 of them.
There are. Yes. Well, I think, yeah, and it's not Jackie's, as you...
No.
No. So you don't have his Christian name for us anyway.
No, sorry about that.
Yeah. Well, no, I think we will. Will we give him the answer? What do you think? Yeah. Yeah, I think so. Yeah. Well done. Well done, John.
Okay, thank you.
Now, on question to number 5 for you now, Mary. What's the highest mountain in Donegal?
Mount Errigal.
Well done indeed. And to you now, question number 5, John. Which Listowel native is the only holder of an Australian Football Premiership medallion and a senior All-Ireland Championship medal?
I remember his father playing, Tim Keneally. Ty Keneally.
Well done, Ty Keneally. Well done indeed. Well done to you, John. And I think on a score of 5-4, that makes you the winner of our quiz this morning.
Oh,
so just to
well
say,
done, John.
Well, Mary, have a good time in London. May the best team won, maybe at Donegal.
Yes. Now, just to tell you now, just to tell you the prize now that you've won, John, for taking on the mantle of representing Donegal, we are sending you to Kerry, to the Butler Arms Hotel, which is in the heart of Waterville and located on the famous Wild Atlantic Way and frequented by Charlie Chaplin and his family, also home to the famous Kerry football manager Mick O'Dwyer.
Oh,
you can enjoy 2 nights B&B in a double room and 1 dinner for 2 people, and the prize is valid for 12 months. But just to let you know, the hotel closes on the 18th of October and reopens in April 2015. So that's your prize. Well done to you. And Mary,
thanks very much.
Mary, for being such a good sport, Mary. Are you listening?
Yes, I am.
Given that you represented Kerry, we are sending you to Donegal, to the Rasipenna Hotel and Golf Resort, which is set between two sandy beaches and within 800 acres of rugged links along the beautiful Donegal coastline. The hotel is home to two of Ireland's finest links golf courses, the Old Tom Morris and the Sandy Hills Links, and the Varden Restaurant, which specialises in local seafood. So there is two nights B&B for you and one dinner and a round of golf on either championship links for two people.
Fantastic.
So there you go. There are no losers this morning. We've been very generous with our prizes. So thanks to Mary Lyon and thanks to John Maron, and may the best team win on Sunday.
Okay. Thanks very much. Good luck, Mary.
You too,
lad.
John.
Great. Back in a moment.
The John Murray Show on RTE Radio 1.
And thanks to everyone who has been in touch to point out to us that Sligo does not border Donegal. Leitrim has a coastline sandwiched between them. So thank you for that. Anyway, both of our participants in the quiz went away with two very good prizes.